Well, when we think about sleep, what we really need to do is change our perception around sleep and realize that it's absolutely essential for good health, because it's the time when the body actually detoxifies, repairs, rebuilds, and rejuvenates itself. It's when bone marrow and the lymph nodes produce the substance that enable the immune system to really effectively protect the body from bacterial and viral infections and parasites as well. Sleep is possibly the number one predictor of the state of the body. It seems that in our endless task list and just the times presses and demands on our life, the Americans are actually sleeping fewer hours than they were even 10 years ago. And so when you start looking at the health and well-being of the body, you really have to look at your sleep habits and patterns. Good sleep patterns create good health, and then poor sleep patterns create poor sleep health. The latest research that's been conducted around sleep and specifically insomnia revealed that over 77% of Americans suffer from insomnia or some other sleep disorder-related disorders. This same research revealed that people who suffer from chronic insomnia are at a much higher risk of having impaired immune systems, having rheumatoid arthritis, osteoporosis, and then also other neurodegenerative diseases. They have a higher risk of developing cardiovascular disease, cancer, and even having stroke and dying prematurely. And an interesting aspect of this research is that it showed that this having stroke and actually dying from stroke prematurely really didn't have to do with menopause in females or have to do with people over 50 years old. This stress is being experienced, and insomnia is being experienced by our children, especially children in high school and in college. So it is something for us to be very mindful of. I understand deadlines very well, and joke, as I've been telling everyone, that I think I wrote this for me because of the schedule. I haven't been able to really spend the time actually writing. I spent time researching, and so tonight I'm going to go to bed very early and see if I can undo.